Mr. Finley, would you start us in a prayer, please?
I will. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the blessings you've given us. We just come to you again praising you for the place in this world that you allow us to live. We think it's a great place here. We praise you for that. We praise you for your Son that you sent to die upon the cross. And pray that you'd give us guidance as we share that with others. We pray that you would be with us today. Just be with all those who make decisions. Just help us to make those decisions with your wisdom, that we'd be able to make decisions pleasing to you. We pray for those that might need your helping and healing hand. We just lift those up to you. Pray that you'd be with them. Just give them your spirit and heal their bodies. Again, we thank you for watching over us. Pray that you would just continue to do so. These things we ask in your Son's name.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, could you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting August 3rd, 2015 at 9:03 a.m. I don't believe we have any public comment. Any commission remarks?
Oh, no, I don't guess so.
Accounts payable.
I've got, let me have that list. I've got the motion to approve checks 34-50-66 through 34-51-39 and warrants 62-94. That's it.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meetings and executive session minutes.
Motion for approval of regular session minutes July 27th, 2015 and July 30th, 2015 and then executive session of July 27th, 2015.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
Morning, gentlemen. This morning, I've got three court orders. Two of them are erroneous assessments for a billboard on Highway 165. There was a picture sent with it, and these are not refunds. The tax bills are at this point in time in delinquent status. And those are abatement numbers 20-1699 and 20-1700.
We'll leave those Exhibit A. And motion for approval of Exhibit A.
With today's date?
With today's date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I have a personal property refund. It's for the year of 2014. It's the RV was still on the property, on the personal property tax bill. The states here that the RV was filed in error, sold in 2013. The abatement number on that one is 300073.
Claim this Exhibit B. Move to approve Exhibit B of today's date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. That's all I have today.
Fill dirt agreement.
Is that the one between Mr. Gideon?
Yes.
Taney County?
Yeah.
Motion for approval of the fill dirt agreement between Taney County and Casey Gideon.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Computer systems and software license sales agreement. This was with
Phil Sharon.
Fiddler.
Les Fiddler. Okay, this is the one we just
approved it, but we didn't have the
contract.
Yeah.
Move to approve the computer system and software license sales agreement by and between Taney County and Fiddler.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Conflict of interest ordinance.
Gentlemen, I emailed a copy of the ordinance to Nikki to distribute to each of you. This is merely your re-voting to keep this ordinance in effect so that I can send it on to the Missouri Ethics Commission that has been re-voted on and still in effect.
Do you have to do that every year?
Every other year.
Move to approve the readoption of the ordinance for conflict of interest.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Village of Bull Creek time extension request and addendum. The intergovernmental agreement.
Morning.
Morning.
Village of Bull Creek is requesting the approval of an addendum to the village main lift station electrical control cabinet and flow meter upgrade project intergovernmental funding agreement approved by the county commission on December 22nd, 2014. This addendum, if approved, will allow for the termination date of the funding agreement to be extended to August 30th, 2015. The village, due to multiple snow days and periods of excessive rainfall, was unable to complete the project by the original termination date of June 30th, 2015. At this time, all work specific to the project has been completed, and the village requests this additional time to complete the reimbursement request portion of the project. The village's Board of Trustees approved the addendum on July 1st, 2015. Three copies of this addendum were sent to the county attorney, who has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. The copy of the attorney's approval letter, copy of original funding agreement, and other information specific to this request are attached. I would recommend approval of this addendum due to the circumstances initiating the request.
Who did we extend last week? Do you remember?
Mary Woods. Yeah, it's a DNR review process issue. This one, all the work's done, and they were trying to meet the deadline to get their invoices in, and the termination date just caught up with them. But it was outside work on electrical control cabinets, and all the rain we had, he just couldn't get it done in time.
But that time extension, that's enough for them to get this project?
Yeah, all they have to do is just submit their invoice, and I need to process it through Shanna upstairs.
Well, I think what probably my concern, and maybe Brandon's, but the question that he asked, is that going to be enough time for them to get through this process? They're going to have to send it to us and back to them? And
I've already got their invoice in my office in there. Okay. Once this is approved and you gentlemen execute it, I will go ahead and have that ready just to take upstairs.
Move to approve the Village of Bull Creek time extension request.
There a second?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
And then we have next the Village of Taneyville Intergovernmental Funding Agreement.
Yeah, this is in reference to the Taneyville Wastewater Treatment Plant Improvement Study. The Village of Taneyville is requesting the approval of the above referenced funding agreement. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $5,000. This amount will cover cost incurred by the village to have an evaluation study performed on the village wastewater treatment plant. Due to a reclassification by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources of the receiving stream the wastewater treatment plant discharges into, this study must be performed to determine if the new discharge limits set by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, which are much more stringent, can be met at the treatment facility as the treatment facility is currently configured. A determination will be made by the consulting engineer on whether or not the treatment plant can meet the new discharge limit requirements. And if not, the consulting engineer will develop a list of options, each with its own cost estimate of structures and processes that could be added to the treatment facility process to achieve the new discharge limits. The village entered into an engineering services agreement with HDR Engineering Incorporated to provide the engineering services for this study. The village's Board of Trustees approved the funding agreement on June 11, 2015. Three copies of this funding agreement were presented to the county attorney, who has approved, or has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. I would recommend approval of this funding agreement since it has been determined that the project is feasible and meets the criteria under the sewer sales tax guidelines. The receiving stream that the treatment plant at Taneyville discharged into originally was classified as a gaining stream. DNR officials have, and they're going through a lot of the incorporated areas and other entities' discharge limits and their permit, but they had done a study on the stream. Now they've reclassified it as a losing stream. So their discharge limits out of that plant have went from like a 30-30 BOD in suspended solids down to like a 10-15, which don't sound like a lot, but it's really a game changer for Taneyville. Hopefully their plant through the operation of the facility can meet those, but it's kind of a big question mark if they're going to be able to do that without having to have some upgrades to the facility. And that's what this this study will determine. One, is it feasible to expect the plant to be able to meet the discharge limits, and two, if not, then what type of equipment is it going to take so they can meet those discharge limits?
Is there a dollar amount or did it?
$5,000 for the study right now, and that's to study what's there and look at the ability of the facility as it's configured today. And make a determination if they feel it can meet those limits. And if not, then HDR will develop a list of alternatives that the village will have to look at to see which one is the most desirable or, you know, which one will do the most to get them in a situation where they can meet those discharge limits. And so, you know, they could do this study and it could determine that the plant has a reasonable chance of making it to meet those. If not, they could be coming back for a more intensive funding agreement.
Do you have any questions, Danny? Move to approve the Village of Taneyville request for the funding agreement for the wastewater treatment plant improvement study.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Got on here county vehicle discussion.
Don't know what that is.
What we're going to discuss, if there's any needs for vehicles and what we're going to do with sheriff's vehicles and as far as putting them on a different rotation to try and save money in the future.
You mean as far as
the mileage? Like what the state does is every 60, 70,000 miles. That way, whenever you actually trade them in, you get more money for them as opposed to 150,000 miles. Thought there was another question about how much money was being spent on. I thought the discussion was about money's being spent on vehicles and.
There was. I think it. That was.
There was a question that was brought to us by grounds about a used vehicle.
Yeah. There's two or three subject here, but I didn't know whether it was one of them trained personnel, really, and the other was whether we were going to try to move some vehicles inside the courthouse fleet, or if we were going to purchase new vehicles, and that would be the purchase of new vehicles would have to come out of the contingency fund because it hadn't been budgeted. But I didn't know whether.
There was something about planning zoning as well, wasn't there? Like they had.
They were wanting to turn over some of the two of their cars that they feel or they wore them out.
Had 180,000 miles on, I believe. Is that right? Yeah. And one of them isn't fixable. I'm trying to remember what was.
And the sheriff is turning in vehicles. I think there's a couple over there now. And they were wanting to
use those vehicles.
Use those and try. And
but I thought that was a discussion between actually P&Z, Bob Ashley, and the Sheriff's Department to see how good they were as far as if they would be suitable. I know, Brandon, you brought up whether we needed to go ahead and buy new vehicles or something to start the process that, of a turnover one way or the other, you know, of, like right. You said, 80 to 100,000 miles or something like that. But that would be something we'd have to look at through the budget. I haven't even took time to look. Have you seen if we've got monies there for buying new vehicles for any individual departments?
I'm sure there is in contingency. Rick could tell us, but
well, what else? What?
Again, my understanding was like planning zoning doesn't. One of their vehicles is completely out. I wish there was somebody here from planning zoning. Rick, do you know?
I know what.
As far as have you heard anything about vehicles? Okay.
The only thing I heard, Mike came out the other day, you did say you checked with the mechanics. And I think that you need to check with your mechanics and see what they think about the vehicle. Because I don't know if the vehicle feels bad, and I assume that the other mechanics would know.
I was thinking that's already been reported back to us that they couldn't fix one of them, or it's going to be too costly to fix one.
I got mixed reports. So the mechanic says that they're good to go. Those Jeeps over at the P&Z, of course, P&Z's just, they know there's a lot of mileage on them, and I think the department head was just trying to upgrade their vehicles because the sheriff is turning in vehicles at this time.
I think that's what
they're just wanting to, okay,
just rotate them around, and I think that the ones that they're turning in, if we can still use them through our fleet, we've got some departments in need because we're constantly, they're coming up and using, you know, the commission has vehicles that they're rotating out to the different departments.
Right.
So I see a need.
It just seems like we're always repairing vehicles. So if we have $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 every time we turn around on vehicles, it ends up being cheaper in the long run just to get some new ones under warranty, 100,000-mile warranties.
That's what I was going to bring up, because the sheriff's department, as they looked at vehicles and as we've looked at R&B vehicles, we've looked at the extended warranty and the cost, and it's been noted by the sheriff and by Road and Bridge that the warranties are paying off by having the extended warranties when we make a deal. So I don't know whether that discussion, if we've covered enough of it, Brandon, to...
I don't know. I'm just trying to remember what was brought to us as to why it would be on the agenda.
Right, right.
Without giving blankless stares to each other.
Well, there's been discussion with the Sheriff's Department, R&B, and about the rotation of these vehicles. And P&Z has ended up needing a couple of vehicles, and I think that's what brought this discussion up. But I don't know, this, as we enter into August and we start new budget situation through the month of late September and October, November, if we might consider looking at the vehicles different, maybe budgeting for new vehicles, or how we want to do that.
I just real quickly, Mr. Brandy, I think it would be good for you guys to have some sort of a policy, but on the other hand, we look at, and he agrees, one vehicle may look 180,000 never have a problem, another vehicle you can get rid of 60,000-70,000, and I don't see that you guys have the information to make decisions on that. You have to leave it at the department level, I think. And I have visited with Jimmy before, and I know he does that a lot of times. By visiting with the mechanics, stuff like that, they make some of those decisions. But I understand what you guys are thinking about. I think it's a good idea to have some sort of, hey, you know, when it gets to this level, we're not going to take a chance on it.
Well, the other thing is because we're able to buy them at such a lower price, because we do go out for bid. I'm just going to use an example. Let's say we buy a vehicle for $22,000 and we put 60,000 miles on it. Well, we'll probably be able to turn around and get 20 back out of it, or 18 back out of it, just because we were able to buy it so low, plus it's still got quite a bit of life left to it. So there's more value to the county to be able to sell those at 60,000 miles than it is to run them out to 180,000 miles and not get anything for them and have a bunch of repairs in them.
I understand what you're saying. I think you need to look at that and do a cost analysis on it. I'd want to look at the numbers. What you're
right.
Going at me sounds great, but I'd want to see all the other numbers.
The state does it, so I'd say they've done. I mean, I don't disagree with you. We probably need to look at the numbers.
The state will do the same kind of thing. They'll evaluate the vehicles on an individual basis. Although they do have, a policy where they, when they reach a certain point, they get whatever. And it'd be nice to look at there. I'm sure they do cost analysis.
That's what I mean. They've probably done the studies, and so it might be worth looking into.
So those are the kinds of things you need to get information about and look at.
And I do know that the, like I said, Buildings and Grounds, Renee just walked in, they had a need for a vehicle, I believe. But you were wanting to just use something that we already had used
probably just trade.
Okay.
We have an old deputy's truck, and it's, they can't repair it.
Okay.
It's about to go. So.
I guess that's why the discussion was on this, because we had. Seems like there's quite a few different.
And I know the assessors got a need for.
I'm going to say, and if you guys need a couple.
We've been using your Jeep and appreciate the use of it. There's times that there's a lot of conflict use there.
How are
I just found out last week that the air conditioner kind of hits the best.
Okay.
Just kind of with that needed.
How are the trucks?
Our trucks are in pretty good shape. They're like, I remember right, they've only got like 100,000 miles. And we bought them brand new. And they're taking good care of them. We put tires on them. But it would be nice if we could get a hand-me-down, something from the sheriff's department or whoever. It wouldn't have to be a 60,000. Take whatever we get. It'd be nice to have our own rig where we didn't have to.
Right. And you guys need four-wheel drive, do you not?
We need four-wheel drive. Either a Jeep.
Does your need four-wheel drive for the your department? What you're trading in, is it four-wheel drive?
It is.
Okay.
But we wouldn't necessarily have to have four-wheel drive if we, you know, if we couldn't get it. So
it looks like we've got probably two, a need for two in the P&Z and probably one each there. Did you say you had one that needed to go, Chuck?
No, we would just like to.
He's using the.
We've got two that are ours.
And then you're using one of the.
And we're borrowing one. It'd be nice.
One of the vehicles. How many vehicles does the commission have? Like, that's technically under the. I mean, I've never been in one, so I don't even know.
Brandon, over here, I've got that in my inventory, but I don't have it on top of my head.
Okay. Because I know which round we let, you know, Chuck use it, and we let. I don't know if Donna ever uses it for anything. I know we let all the departments use them, so.
So I see four. I see at least four vehicles that probably need to be addressed. And to go back to what Rick said and what we think here, probably get a evaluation from mechanics. And I would like written documentation in front of us to where we can make a judgment on this vehicle and not have an opinion on.
Those guys have been serviced. We'll have a good idea.
But anyway, we'll.
Randy, can you do that for us? Have them give you some sort of documentation on all the vehicles that are in question. And that way we've got something in front of us saying, hey, this is what we're looking to spend, how much we have spent. I would just talk to the individuals saying they're needing them. Because then we'll have to. I mean, I don't know what Jimmy's turning in, but I don't want to. I don't want to replace a 180,000 mile vehicle with a 140,000 mile vehicle. That doesn't make any sense. So, I mean, I guess find out what we're doing. But if you can give us a report on the service that has been done or what it's needing, and go from there. And I guess when's your next update? Do you know? If you can think you can get it done by then, you just bring it to us on the road and bridge update. Okay. Is that good with you guys?
Yep.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks. Revised purchase card policy.
I think you guys have seen that. This one has all the changes in it. I hope yours did too, but I don't know.
I read mine, got it upstairs. I still got it upstairs. I didn't bring it. Brought all this paperwork.
Basically, the reason that we came, that we decided to do this is the discussion that we had about the use of the county Fed ID card, our ID number. And so this kind of gives you guys a little bit more bite to say, hey, we don't want you using this if you're not going to be using the county funds. So that was the reason it came about. When we started doing it, we just made a. We went through there and saw what else and it might need to be changed. So, have you seen Brandon?
I read it. You sent it in an email, didn't you?
Yeah, I know. We've got some here. This is the main thing.
And if that one's not marked showing the changes, this one is. It's highlighted. So.
is highlighted in yellow, it was changed, right?
That's, yes.
So is one of the issues the state funds being being put in county accounts with county ID?
Basically, and this doesn't allow you to do that, but it does help because we have one place in there where the county credit card is not to be used for anything that would be paid for other than county funds. So if you're buying something on the county credit card, it needs to be paid for with county funds, not some other entity's funds.
But we currently have state funds in county accounts.
That we do have. And I would like to see that changed. We're working on that, Mike.
Okay.
We haven't got that process yet. What? When you say state funds and county funds, what we have is state funds that are in a bank account that are using the county's ID number, tax ID number.
The county tax ID number. That's what I... And I'm assuming the state has their own tax ID.
Me too. I really hadn't checked it out, but I can't imagine they don't.
But for this to change, the reason why I'm trying to understand is you need the state funds not in the county accounts because you're not able to audit. Is that correct?
What I'd like to see happen, yes.
All right. And I think you need to be auditing all county funds, but these state, I understand the state monies are not county, so you don't have any jurisdiction.
Right.
Are these reimbursable for something, for grant money, or what state money do we have in any account?
It's an interest account down in the court system down there.
I would like Frank to look over it and make sure that we're not required to do something for the state with certain, I mean, I don't know, but before we start.
Well, this won't have anything to do with requiring the state because all you're doing is you're saying, you know, you can ask Frank, be glad to, but the point that I'm making right there is on page 4 and about halfway down.
We might be required to allow certain funds, and right here it says must be an employee of Taney County. Well, there's certain people that aren't employed by Taney County that might need access to a county card just because of the fact that, I don't know, between the state and the...
You're the ones in charge of those P cards. If you want to say no, you can't have a credit card.
I understand that, but we also have to go by statute, and the statute says I'm asking, I don't know.
Okay. Brandon, so I like can't imagine that our statutes, as outdated as they are, have anything about you having to supply somebody with a credit card. Maybe they do.
Well, not a credit card, but I'm sure there's something that
says... That's what this is about, credit card.
I understand that, but it seems like we're getting in a little bit of a match that I don't know that I want to get into. So I'm not going to vote for it.
Okay, that's fine.
If you guys want to go ahead and take it up, you're more than welcome to.
Well, there's a... There's situations that probably need to be addressed about these credit cards, and I've made no. Everybody knows that I think there's too many credit cards out there, and we have had this discussion several times. And tracking of credit card accounts is time-consuming, and it is something that has to be looked through every time we have credit cards come through here. So
it's one of the things that we put in there was if someone wants a county employee, it says back in the back and so on near the end that just because you're a county employee doesn't mean you have to have a credit card. That would be up to the elected official department head, and they would have to request that in writing, which I think again is something that you're looking for. That's part of the things that we have put in here, things that you've asked for, Daniel.
Yeah. Well, if what you're saying, Brennan, are you wanting Frank to look at this and see if there's something there that might trigger a...
Yeah,
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with there needs to be some stuff cleaned up. Like the do not store card information when ordering supplies or services online. Yeah, I mean, it makes perfect sense. So the majority of it, I'd say, is fine. But when you start getting into purchase of items to be paid for by state funds or other outside funds, which would not process through the county's accounts payable process, is prohibited. I don't know. There are certain things that we have to provide for the
state
office.
Yeah, but we don't have to provide them with a credit card. I agree with you.
I understand we don't have to provide them with a credit card, but we have to provide them. So if it's going to make it easier, and we allow every other office to do it, why single...
Okay. I mean, having checked it out, I think...
Chairs were purchased, and I know that the county used a credit card. So if chairs can be purchased over there, and we have to provide them. We have to provide...
You have to provide them. You're providing funds for them, too, Brandon.
I understand that. I guess we just need to be careful when it says, because they might have a state employee that does the ordering, but now we're telling, even though it's county funds, we're telling them they can't have a credit card because they're a state employee, not a county employee, according to this. So we just need to make sure everything's the same, and we're not contradicting ourselves within our own document. That's why I would want him to look at it and just...
I think that's fine. Yeah. I don't...
But again, you gentlemen can call it up if you want.
Just off the top of my head, I don't see why a state employee should use a county credit card with a county ID number if they're a state employee. I don't understand that part of it. Maybe I need to be refreshed or educated why that should take place, but I don't see why it should.
I'm kind of the same way, then.
Well, Mike, you were in the juvenile office.
There are some state offices that are county funded. Correct? I mean,
right. I think the only problem that I can see that there might come up is if these state employees, and I can think of probably two, might want to travel and use a county credit card, which was going to use county funds. And I think that could be taken care of by letting that county card be in the name of that office.
See, I honestly don't know specifics. I'm just trying to make sure that we're not going to have any problems in the future.
I guess what we're looking at is basically there's state funds over there. I know there's certain offices that are state offices that don't have any state funds. It's all county funds. Juvenile office is one that I can recall. I mean, there's no... Now, the circuit clerk... You got a whole, I have no idea. I'm sure there's state funds up there. I'm hearing there is. And how that's handled, I don't know.
And in your juvenile office, Mike, I think the juvenile officers themselves are considered county employees because they actually go through our payroll. So they're considered county employees.
Some do and some don't. You got state and county.
So there may need to be some exceptions on who can have a credit card.
The biggest issue we have are some of these outside funds use our county credit card, and then they don't want to turn in their receipts. When they're paying with funds outside county funds, they don't think they should have to give the receipts. And then we don't have proper documentation for what we need.
Did we meet about this in executive session? Mm-hmm. What was sent on to Frank from that executive session? And probably can't even ask that because it was an executive session. So should this even be... Are we starting to co-mingle one issue with another issue?
The tax ID number was the big issue, I think.
Okay, well, like I said, I think we need to be careful.
Are we
mingling two separate issues into one by bringing up certain things whenever you're bringing a document like this to us? I guess my thought is that we need to be very careful.
I think just because Brandon said that he wants to wait, maybe you guys should wait, take a look at it. I don't know. But we feel like that we need to tighten up some things. This, and if you want to see it change, that's great. And that's why I try to send things to you, give you a chance that, hey, you need to look at this.
Well, I apologize. I wasn't here for that executive session meeting. I don't know. I think this is a correlation. I was not.
Okay.
There's a correlation here.
However, I think whatever happened in the executive session, like I said, I wasn't there, but if there's something been sent to the legal, then yes, it would probably correlate to this.
So, I don't know, but we do feel like this needs to be looked at, and you obviously feel the same way. So we put it in your park now. You can hit it out of the park, or you can just give it back to us, whatever you think.
We can follow up on it, Rick.
I appreciate that.
The biggest issue are the receipts.
Okay.
We need documentation regardless of...
And you're saying that you can't get access to
again,
that.
Again, I think we need to be very careful with what we're talking about in open session. I just think we need to be very careful.
Well, we'll look at this and then reschedule it for whatever he needs to.
And if you have something you think needs to be different, please let us know. That's why I send things to you by email. Maybe we didn't give you enough time to look at it this time.
My understanding was it was already sent to Frank, and it was in his hands to come back to us, not to come to us on a Monday morning this quickly. That was my understanding. So that's why my very first statement was, I think we need to just wait.
And that's fine. We feel like this is a separate issue. Evidently, you guys don't feel like it is.
Yeah, I don't know that this was. I don't think the purchase policy was. I just want you to know that part.
I think you're innocent in this whole thing.
I'm just telling you, I don't know that we asked for that. So.
Okay. No, you're fine.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. I guess we'll go into recess until 10 o'clock, and we'll take up the, Community Development Block Grant Roundtable discussion in our conference room.